KBOO Portland.
KBOO's board is recruiting directors. In preparation for our annual board election in September, KBOO's nominating committee will be holding virtual information sessions from now through June. KBOO's board of directors guides the station's strategic plan and represents the interests and visions of all our members. BIPOC persons are especially encouraged to apply. More information and meeting times can be found at kboo.fm/board recruiting. Thank you for considering board work at KBOO.
This is
KBOO Portland. Boo!
Boo.
Please try again.
This is
KBOO Portland.
Welcome to the Movie Mix, where we scramble a bunch of movies and throw them together. Tonight's theme is David Cronenberg movies, so keep tuned for the next hour.
Will you look at that fellow over there? I have never seen anything so disgusting in all my life.
I'll tell you something. He's staring at me. I think he's looking at us. I think we're being picked up.
Oh, it's too awful. I don't know how they get the creatures like that.
You know what Freud would have said about that dress.
And he would have been right. I admit it. I live in a highly excited state of overstimulation.
Died in agony.
Listen, I'd really like to take you out to dinner tonight.
17 hours.
Professor Oblivion, do you think erotic TV shows and violent TV shows lead to desensitization, to dehumanization?
Is that microphone?
The television screen has become the retina of the mind's eye.
Take these, Mr. Clegg.
Yes.
That's why I refuse to appear on television. Except on television. Of course, Oblivion is not the name I was born with. That's my television name. Soon, all of us will have special names. Names designed to cause the cathode ray tube to resonate.
Yes. Yes, I am very... Nikki. Is Max Wren a menace to society?
I'm not sure. He's certainly a menace to me.
Your room, Mr. Clegg.
Very shy. Never occurred to me that a big star would be shy.
She spends most of her time alone in a room designing her games. I think she'd like it best if she never had to show them to anybody.
A man is a genius. A man is a genius.
Demoness Allegra Geller.
No!
Dead to our tele research!
Say, there might be more of them. Go on!
Me take her?
We have enemies in our own house. Trust no one. Trust no one.
Responsible for you. You're supposed to come with me. Well, what are we gonna do out here? Do you know your way around? Do you know any country people?
Not country people. Games people. Countryside's full of games development people, project coordinators, little factories, you name it.
Okay, so you know your way around. We can hide out.
Maybe. It seems like I have some enemies I didn't know I had. Death to Allegra Geller. How'd you like to hear someone with a gun screaming death to Ted Peichel?
Mr. Carver?
Hey, how'd you know my name?
Thanks a lot.
You're labeled.
Blank. It's been some time.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
I want to see Nola. I want to see my wife now.
You know she's still undergoing intensive therapy. I can't let you break that isolation.
What's you that? Better see Candace on the weekends, don't you?
Yes, Frank, I do. But then that's different. Regular visits from her daughter was built into her program from the very start.
Yeah, well, her program has just changed.
What do you mean, Frank? You sound hostile.
Well, my daughter's been beaten. Severely. And scratched. And bitten. And her mother did it. Her mother, who's under your psychiatric care.
That's an incredibly heavy accusation to make, Frank. Did Candace tell you that?
Candace won't talk about it.
Mommy.
Yes, Candace? Yes, sweetie?
He wanted to kill you.
Yeah.
Mommy, you hurt me. You hit me with your fists and you scratched me with your nails.
It's two people in one day.
You hurt me.
You wanted to actually kill me.
No, I didn't, sweetie. You must have had a bad dream.
Popular.
Mummies don't do that. Mummies don't hurt their own children.
You're right.
They do.
We've got to get this pod fixed.
They never do. They never do.
Pittsburgh.
Get professional help. But it's not me. It's my sister. It's not your sister. It's you, lover. Can't you tell? Isn't that why you called me? You want help. You need help.
You're going insane. I can hear you disintegrating while you talk to me. I've got your number, haven't I?
I hate my sister. I don't want to. It's ripping me up inside. But I do. I do.
You call our distress center. Will you call the CRAM distress center?
It was my game character. I wouldn't have done that. Not here, anyway.
Sometimes, dear. Sometimes, then they're bad mummies. They're fucked up mummies.
It's most probably an pathetically mechanical attempt to heighten the emotional tension of the next game sequence.
Like mine was. Fucked up and bad.
No, I'm not, Mel. You're being so offensive, Cunt. Mummies never do that.
Our new identities.
Mummies never hurt their own children.
You feel yours yet?
Yes.
I'm very worried about my body.
It did hurt me.
You
beat me and you scratched me. You threw me down the stairs.
Your bodies.
Are they all right? What if they're hungry? What if there's danger?
Don't drink some
blood. Show me what
is.
Then stop it now, darling. Show
quietly.
Me. Show me your anger, Nola. Show it to me.
Is it another one?
Go all the way through it. Go all the way through it to the end.
Disembodied.
35 years old.
Next thing she's done, half a lamb has got all over her. She's standing in there. She's laughing at us. She's
gone.
How are you? Good. Good, babe. More like Tom's mum. Tom's mum.
Your mum, a queen?
What about Tony?
Hurry up.
What'd you say,
What's this? Videodrome.
Torture, murder.
Sounds great.
Ain't exactly sex.
Says who? God, I can't believe it.
You turned it off.
No, it's okay. I can take it. Can you get it any clearer?
It's a pirate tape. They scrambled.
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it turns me on. Take out your Swiss Army knife and cut me here. Just a
say somebody's beat me too.
I wonder how you get to be a contestant on the show.
I don't know. Nobody ever seems to come back next week. What did you say happened to your shoulder?
A friend. I think he'd like Videodrome.
You let somebody cut you?
Uh-huh. What do you think?
I don't know.
You want to try a few things?
Have you had Bill? Crazy.
To remember who you are.
Man got the drink off his work.
Hey, it works. It must be the beginning.
When he comes over, do it. Don't hesitate.
But everything in the game is so realistic. I don't think I really could.
You won't be able to stop yourself. You might as well enjoy it.
Free will is obviously not a big factor in this little world of ours.
It's like real life. There's just enough to make it interesting.
He's too nice. I won't do it.
What can I do to make your lunch more pleasant?
I'm trying to get some soup. And I'm very upset.
No,
it's not my spider. My father and me were just having a talk.
I don't want you to think that I don't love you.
What do you mean?
Yes, answer.
I mean you didn't.
Didn't. Didn't what?
You didn't protect me. You didn't. You didn't. You didn't. You didn't. You should have. You shouldn't have looked away when she hit me. Every single place.
Leader.
want you to come with me.
I didn't do anything.
I said I want you to come with me. Come on.
Gasworks got to, have they?
Got no coming.
I'm not surprised. Nasty stuff, gas. I knew a man once. Put his head in the gas oven. It turned on the gas.
Down there, quick.
And then he changed his mind. But his head was stuck.
Give him a shot of ephemeral. Come on.
And you shouldn't have walked away from the table when she twisted my words. You should have stopped her.
It's all right.
Give him a shot of ephemeral.
Just, a little misunderstanding.
You should have hit him when she hit me, and you should have smacked her when she smacked.
Over the check.
Oh, God, I love you.
Come on.
Pay no attention and enjoy your meal.
I feel a serious, burning urge to get out of here.
Through the kitchen, that way.
Right in. Hugo Carlaw. Is Darcy Nader here?
No. Yes.
He's in the back.
You want him?
There he is. Why don't you come down to your lot?
When?
Well, I'm heading off now. Why don't you come down in a bit?
All right, plumber. Don't mind if I do.
Expose you to the Videodrome signal. It didn't affect you because you never watched it. You knew it was there. You didn't have to see it.
It really does work on just about anybody.
Anybody who watches it, Max. But why would anybody watch it? Why would anybody watch a scum show like Videodrome? Why did you watch it, Max? Business reasons. Sure. Sure. What about the other reasons? Why didn't I get your kicks out of watching torture and murder?
You murdered Brian Oblivion, didn't you, you freak? Did you enjoy that?
Oh, Julie.
We're going out,
Spider. I've never
meant it to be this way. You shouldn't have killed the Chinese waiter.
Why not?
He was your contact at the travel farm. Damn good message. His, dog brothers.
Contacted there by Yevgeny Nur. She seemed to know exactly who we were.
That's because Nader tipped him off that you were coming. Nader was a mole for cortical systematics.
You're with the realist underground.
Yes. I was placed here to keep an eye on Nader.
Okay. Isn't that a real contact? Who is he?
Nurish is a double agent for cortical systematics. He was working with Nader
to subvert the realist cause. And doing it rather well. After all, he got you to assassinate your own.
Take it easy. All we need is to get stopped by a cop.
Ah, it'd serve him right. Why the hell they have to send us to the old factory?
If this guy's a scanner, they don't want him down to Central. They're afraid of him.
He's a scanner.
Hey, where's security too?
He's moving up fast on the left.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Ray, what the hell's the matter with you? You gotta pull back behind him, man. Come on! Ray, I'm gonna kill you if you don't do it.
North America's getting soft, Patron, and the rest of the world is getting tough. Very, very tough. We're entering savage new times, and we're going to have to be pure and direct and strong if we're going to survive them. Now, you and this cesspool.
Just got a bad case of first-time user anxiety.
I don't like it here. I don't know what's going on. We're both stumbling around together in this unformed world whose rules and objectives are largely unknown, seemingly indecipherable, or even possibly non-existent, always on the verge of being killed by forces that we don't understand.
It sounds like my game, all right.
It sounds like a game. It's not going to be easy to market.
But it's a game everybody's already playing.
Give us channel 83. Kill your partners. Kill them. Kill your partners. Give us channel 83.
Hello, Max.
That would be all right, Tommy.
Secure the computer room!
How are you doing, Max?
Out of my hand.
What's going on?
What the hell is going on?
Oh, it's, me.
It's the scanners, sir. They're out.
Is this the only way we can do it?
If we don't plug into the computer now, they're gonna reprogram it.
God, it's ugly even for a game pod.
I had a terrible urge to port into it. What about you?
Sure, yeah. Desperate to port into it. You're not serious.
Bastard!
I mean, that's a diseased pod. You poured into that?
Yes, exactly. Help me.
Bastard! Keep away, you bastards! Or I'll do the fucking lock here.
How long does it take for the infection to take hold?
Sit down.
No time at all.
And then you quietly pour into all the other pods and spread the infection to them.
Bastard! Cut your fucking heart out with a howl!
What's happened, Paul?
Talk to me about nonchalance!
Something's wrong.
I'm gonna put you now.
Ah, no, don't! That really hurts.
I'm gonna cut you free.
Dale's nervous system and the computer's nervous system are joined together. He's scanning it.
Did you want to speak with Frank Carvis?
Ruth Mayer? From Krell Street School?
Yes. Is this Mrs. Carvis?
You and my husband having your own private PTA meeting, Ruth Mayer.
I won't even bother to answer that.
You bitch! You're killing my family! You bitch!
There's no need for that. It's all very quiet. It's just internal switching.
Really? No one's ever switched off a scanner before.
Hey,
See? I told you. No fireworks.
Arms out, legs apart.
So it was to be you after all. You've come to kill me.
No. No, I'm Max Wren. I run Civic TV. I don't...
Hey, I'll go find the doctor.
Right, I'll keep an eye on the door.
I don't kill people.
Oh, but you do. You're an assassin now. A Videodrome. They can program you. They can play you like a videotape recorder.
Excuse me.
They can make you do what they want. And they want you to destroy whatever is left of Brian Oblivion. They want you to destroy me.
Destroy you.
Right now, you're dreaming. From what Frank tells me, it was lousy from the very start. You never had anything real together. It would be better for everybody if you... What if Frank divorced you and married me? We'd still let you see Candy at the weekend.
Stinks!
Hold still.
Stinks! We had a lot. We had beautiful things, things that you couldn't understand. And we'll have them again if you just... leave him alone. Stop poisoning him against me and taking advantage of his loneliness.
Come on, you can make it. Come on. Kim. Kim.
Bill.
Always painful to remove the cassette.
Help me to get better instead of abandoning me.
Change the program.
He would do that.
But now that we have...
If you would just leave him alone...
You'll see that you've become something quite different from what you were. You've become the video word made flesh.
I am the video word made flesh.
Now that you'd just leave him alone. If you'd just leave him alone. Leave him alone!
You know what you have to do. Turn against Videodrome. You use the weapons they've given you to destroy them. Death to Videodrome. Long live the new flesh.
Death to Videodrome. Long live the new flesh.
I know what to do. I know exactly what to do. That green laser! Burn! Burn to this point! Sports! No! No, sports! Deadly sports!
It was only 26 hours ago in the building you see behind me that a bizarre, apparently motiveless shooting occurred, which has triggered off an intensive manhunt by Metro Police. 34-year-old Max Wren, president of the Civic TV Corporation, is being sought in connection with the shooting deaths of two executives, Channel 83.
You see the monkey dance, you pay the piper. See what I'm saying here, Daddy?
A lot since I last saw you. I've learned that death is not the end. I can help you.
I don't know where I am now. I'm having trouble finding my way around.
That's because you've gone just about as far as you can with the way things are. Videodrome still exists. It's very big, very complex.
Candy!
You've hurt them, but you haven't destroyed them.
Candy!
To do that, you have to go on to the next phase.
What phase is that?
Your body has already done a lot of changing, but that's only the beginning. The beginning of the new flesh. You have to go all the way now. A total transformation.
Where's Chris? Chris usually waits.
Do you think you're ready?
Chris had to go to the city.
I guess I am.
You've been dreaming.
Yes, I was having a wonderful dream.
To become the new flesh,
wonderful.
You first have to kill the old flesh.
And painful at the same time.
But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to let your body die. Just come to me, Max. Come to Nikki. Watch. I'll show you how. It's easy.
He gave you an infected bioport so that my pod would die and so would my game system.
I'm infected? Wait a minute.
The poor thing was trying to tell us that it was sick by introducing the theme of disease into the game.
The theme of disease? I'm fucking really infected! What, is it gonna crawl up my spine and rot my brain?
All right, just calm down. I've got something that will help you.
Uses the enemy pickups for power. Should cleanse all your reporting channels of infection in a few hours. It's gonna give you a slight skin buzz when it's done. You can't play until then.
Now listen. Listen. This could be critical. Do you really see that Minook is an agent for
you?
Oh,
God.
You stay here.
Michael. My pod's dying. I can't help it. There's nothing I can do for it.
For God's sake, somebody help me, please! For God's sake! for God's sake.
They killed Ruth Mayer. Raglan, I want my daughter back. Now.
Reality is less than television.
Did you, Bobby?
Max. I'm so glad you came to me.
You killed your mother.
I've been through it all myself, you see.
You murdered your mom.
Your reality is already half video hallucination. If you're not careful, it will become total hallucination. You'll have to learn to live in a very strange new world.
What have you done?
I had a brain tumor. And I had visions. I believe the visions caused the tumor and not the reverse. I could feel the visions coalesce and become flesh. Uncontrollable flesh. But when they removed the tumor, it was called Videodrome. I was Videodrome's first victim.
The uprising has begun! The world is in flames! Let's go! You gotta get out of here! They're gonna be looking for you!
The cashier. He's a game character. How can he be here?
Leave that rotting piece of meat here! It's done its job!
I keep my game inside there! I can't let my game die! No! Wait!
Listen to me! I think we're still inside the game. I think your pod's out there somewhere, somewhere safe. I think it's all right to let go of this one. This pod, it's not the real one.
Everybody out, now! This way! Come on! Follow! Come on! Up here! You can see everything from up here!
What is it that we're seeing?
The victory of realism. And you were part of it.
The death of existence, and we were part of it.
There's just one more thing.
We're on your side!
How could you be?
Long live the new flesh.
How could Allegra Geller, the world's premier game designer, be on our side? Oh yeah, we know who you are. But you can't hide inside a game forever.
Something slipped over the edge here, Allegra. Something's all wrong.
See what I mean? See the problem?
I tried to find you. Thank God I got here in time. My dog broke me this.
You didn't get here in time. My game is dead. You murdered my game!
No!
Lost touch. It's the only reason all this ever happened. All we have to do is make sure we don't lose touch again.
Isolation is part of my therapy, Frank. What's been happening to me has been just too strange. Too strange for me to share with anyone from my old life.
And make me a part of your new life. Let me be part of it. Show me, educate me, involve me. I'm ready now. I wasn't before, but I'm ready now.
Are you ready for me, Frank? Are you really? I seem to be a very special person. I'm in the middle of a strange adventure.
Let me be with you. I want to go with you wherever you go.
Do you? Do you?
Yes.
And look!
You've killed him.
Michael, he was only a game character. I didn't like the way he was messing with my mind.
You didn't like that, so you killed him.
He's only a game character.
Allegra. What if we're not in the game anymore?
If we're not.
If we're not, then you just killed someone real.
I sicken you. You hate me.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that to you.
That's why you never had a
Candy, you go out of that door. You find your daddy.
You're lying! You're lying! I know! I know you so well, and it won't work, it won't work. I'd kill Candace before I'd let you take her away from me. Do you hear me? I'd kill Candace before I'd let you take her!
Gun at me in the Chinese restaurant. And understand that you're dead.
was really bummed out at first. I got knocked out of the game so soon.
It was fantastic how mean you were. Really scary and crazy. You know, I had a lot to do in that first scene at the church, but thought the character was boring.
We just wanted to ask Mr. Nourish some questions away from the others.
Yeah. Sure. Shoot. As long as you don't ask me to fill in your questionnaires.
We've played your game now, so we can finally agree with the others that you are indeed the world's greatest game artist. We weren't sure before.
Oh, thanks so much.
New Guinea, don't you think you should have to suffer for all the harm you've done and intend to do to the human race?
What?
Yes. Don't you think the world's greatest game artist ought to be punished for the most effective deforming of reality?
I don't think this is very...
Guys, can you come over here right now, please?
Listening to Movie Mix and using several David Cronenberg movies. The following movies were used in this piece: The Brood, Scanners, Videodrome, Spider, The Fly, and X's Dens.
Cameron, I'm here. Which one?
And thank you for listening. This has been a KBOO production. Produced by Rolf Semprebon.
Listening to KBOO Portland.
Connect with your favorite community radio station on social media.
Our Facebook page is facebook.com/kboomradio.
And follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/kboo.
We also have a YouTube channel at YouTube.